Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far.
I am delighted to be in Dingle, on the Dingle Peninsula, which is in the southwest corner of the Republic of Ireland, surrounded by the ocean. And I am so happy that you're with me, because you're in for a treat this hour. We're going to be talking with the second generation of a family-owned and operated B&B in Dingle. And I want to remind you that if you've missed any part of today's show, and you've really missed quite a bit, because we were out holding baby lambs and visiting stone beehive huts, the likes of which you have seen in Starwood films in the last two Star Wars, not Starwood. As it happens when you're in the travel industry, everything turns into travel. On that happy note, I have to tell you, there's a TV commercial for a product that is spelled LAX. And when I saw them advertising LAX on TV, I didn't realize it's a laxative product. I've lost my breath thinking about it, that it's a laxative product. I thought Los Angeles International Airport was out there promoting themselves, and how odd was that? You don't usually see that. And of late on the news, I keep seeing breaking news about Acapulco, ACA, and it's not Acapulco, it's the Affordable Care Act, ACA. So when you're in the travel business, all things travel come to mind before maybe what is actually being offered up. But in the film Star Wars in 2015 and the next one in 2016, there were scenes that were shot in various places in Ireland. And in the 2015, you saw them romping for about 2 to 4 minutes on Skellig Michael, one of the Skellig Islands, where you will find stone. They look like igloos, but they're made of stone. They were built 1,000 years ago by the monks on Skellig Michael. But you will find them here on the Dingle Peninsula. They were homes of ordinary people. That's what people would have built to live in. And you can find that not far from where we're sitting at the moment. And we're going to share all that. So if you missed any of that earlier good stuff that we were chatting about, in the next couple of days, you'll be able to go to travelers411.com, click on podcast, and download the archived audio in the podcast and take us with you. And that will stay there for 1 year. But we simultaneously archive every show forever and ever. So if it's just for your listening pleasure and you're not going to be downloading it, you can just go to sabrams.com. That's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. And put it into the search box, Dingle, D-I-N-G-L-E. And rhymes with jingle. And you'll get links to all of the archived interviews and photos, and you'll find links to the relevant websites of the people we've talked with. We're going to take you off now to a beautiful, peaceful lounge area of Greenmount B&B, Greenmount House B&B in Dingle, to talk with Gary Curran, the general manager, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Wednesday and Thursday evenings, May 10th and 11th at 8 p.m. at Symphony Hall in Boston, Queen Latifah. Yes, Keith Lockhart will conduct, and the evening will feature special guest film and music legend Queen Latifah. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I have the pleasure of the company of Gary Curran, who is a very busy man. This is the first time I've seen you sitting in 3 days. Gary is the general manager and second generation, managing, operating, overseeing, being chief cook and bottle washer at Greenmount House. And it really is a beautiful and comfortable bed and breakfast that really feels like you've moved into your own chic but truly comfortable. You know, sometimes places are gorgeous, but you're afraid to touch anything. This is not that place. And with the most spectacular views. So you must have grown up in this because your mom and dad started Greenmount House, didn't they?
Yeah. They started in 1977. And I suppose it started just ad hocly with my mother taking in guests almost after 3-2 were stuck for a place to live. But I suppose what she was doing was taking guests into her home, her house. And luckily at the time, they'd built a four-bedroom bungalow.
If so. Somebody had, this is the western part of County Kerry. And if somebody had been east of here, if you'd been coming in from Waterford or Killarney, yeah, or anywhere in the southern area from Kinsale, or driving around all the little inlets that the nooks and crannies that Ireland forms around the southern coastline. Yeah. When you got here in the late 70s, early 80s, you wouldn't have had many choices of where to stay.
No, there was very few choices. And even like that, access, buses in here, anything. So people would find themselves here and suddenly realize, oh my God, I thought there was more to the place.
You have to sleep in the car.
Yeah, so literally people came knocking on our door, and my mom, I suppose, almost feeling pity for them, say, come on in, I have two rooms. And I suppose she said, look, it's my family home, come on in. At the time, I was her only son. And subsequently, there was three more of us followed me. So I have three siblings. So we all grew up in the house, as you say.
Are they
in
all
the business.
Boys?
No, there's Maria, my sister. She's half twin. She works in the business too. She's out on maternity leave at the moment. And then we have another two who, and basically.
And their names are, so they should feel left out.
Valerie, who lives in the area, and Johnny, my brother, who lives in Australia. So out of four siblings, there's three of us locally and one in Australia, which is great. We're very lucky, to have us all close by and having family. And now our next generations, my parents' grandkids, our children are living here. So it's great to have. And I suppose all my grandparents came from Dingle. My great-grandparents are all from Dingle. So we're all here. We have
so
a straight
path. You have a family Bible with the names of everybody and when they were born and passed? And
So how
far back does that trace them?
Oh, it goes way back. Say, even my father's family owned, and still do, it's his family business. They have a bar on Main Street, so
And what is that, 400 years old?
Oh, the building itself is something like that. It's 350 years old or something. I think it's in the family, something like 200 years. It gives you a company. But you've probably seen that in town. There's so many beautiful old style bars, and your sort of average age being 150 years old. But they're full of character.
My average age would be 150.
Yeah, no, but they are beautiful, and you can wander around into them. It's great. We're lucky in Dingle to have such. They've remained the same, so we're lucky, And I suppose in other towns they might have changed and evolved, and we're lucky the owners sort of have that cultural preservation. So they're really special bars, like you have Dick Mac's and you have Foxy John's and Kennedy's, and so many beautiful old bars like that that remain the same. And I suppose that's, and they're all family owned as well. You'll find by generation-owned people from the town, so which is great. There's a culture of it there.
How does all that interpret into the guest experience at Greenmount House? And by the way, people, you'll find links at sabrams.com in the show notes. So check out Gary Curran and Greenmount House. You click right through. But if you're in a hurry, go to greenmounthouse.ie, and the IE is for Ireland. So, I mean, with all this family history in Dingle, with all this sense of warmth and hospitality to the stranger who finds him or herself on the Dingle Peninsula, how does all of that translate into what goes on today here at Greenmount House?
Yeah, well, I suppose true. When you're welcoming guests in here, like, I suppose your first guess is, or our first question is, how long are you here for? And what we say, the longer the better, because you can get to, like yourself now, you've been here 3 days, you get to soak in the area. Because,
and we haven't seen it all.
Yeah, and you haven't.
And you
yeah,
know, yeah, you better than yeah, most yeah, know what time we have left here yeah, in the morning yeah, and what time we've gotten back at yeah, night. And we have had three action-packed days. This is the yeah, fourth morning here. Yeah. And we haven't seen it all. We have to come back.
Yeah, yeah. Your days are filled with so much to do. And the music, the culture, and you hit on the archaeological side of things, the Irish language. It's and the scenery which you've seen is breathtaking.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Gary Curran, general manager of the family owned and operated for decades Greenmount House on the Dingle Peninsula in Ireland. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelson and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelson's will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series, beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time.
Out it's travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm with Gary Curran. He's the general manager of Greenmount, one word, Greenmount House. And you'll find their website at greenmounthouse.ie and links to their website from sabrams.com and travelers411.com, where, remember, you can pick up the podcast and the archived audio by the middle of this week. So we had some really interesting conversations about where people from the Blasket Islands and other areas around east of Dingle, west of Dingle, where they emigrated to in the U.S. And apparently Connecticut and Massachusetts were the beneficiaries of so many of those immigrants from this area.
Yeah, you're right. I suppose you touched on the Blasket Islands there.
Well, sort it out. Who went where?
So we'll work our way in from the west. We'd say with the Blasket Islanders, there would have been a tradition there. If you ever make it to the Blasket Island Center, there's huge links there with the Springfield, Massachusetts area. And so I suppose one person would have gone. He'd have set up. I think at the time there was a lot of factories and work there. So all the rest would have followed the guy gone before him to set him up. We move into the mainland then, into the west of Dingle Town, and you'll find a lot of links with the Holyoke area. So a lot of family links still going back, and people still go out there and vacation there and hook up with their relatives. And even from my house there, my own mum, she's and my mum and dad are from Dingle Town, you'll find
Mary and John.
Mary and John, yeah. They're my mum, especially all her relatives. We spoke about it, Simsbury, West Hartford area. So she'd
Simsbury, yeah. That area is where Mark Twain had a home, and there is the Mark Twain Museum.
Yeah. And she raves about it, how beautiful it is and everything, and loves going out there. So.
Well, it is lovely, yeah. And I'll take nothing away from that. But you've seen nothing until you come to where we live in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains in western Massachusetts, and we're only about, I'm going to say, an hour and 15 minutes from Springfield. We're about the same distance to Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah. Oh, great.
And
yeah.
Holyoke is about the same as well, more or less.
Yeah,
because that area, there are five universities. It's about an hour from where we live and where our studio is in the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the heart of Berkshire County. And there are five schools there. Holyoke, Smith, Amherst, Hampshire College, and University of Massachusetts Amherst. Yeah. So it's a very vibrant area because whenever you've got a college town, you've got all kinds of extracurricular things happening. Now imagine you've got five important colleges within a stone's throw of one another.
It's very lively.
You've got to come see us.
I have to.
Where we live looks like Donegal, except the ocean is 2 hours away in Boston.
Right.
But we've got everything that Donegal has,
and
massive cultural everything.
Yeah,
so I'm hoping you can drag your bones away.
Definitely, it would be a good thing. Yeah, yeah.
And you know, if you've got family, you can fly now from Dublin to Bradley International Airport in Hartford.
Yeah, it's great.
And, you know, it's an hour and 15 minutes from us, and we'll come and fetch you.
I've been taking you up on it.
Yeah. You'd really like it, honestly. So, with all this, do you actually do anything to reach into those communities, or are they just people from those areas of Holyoke and Springfield and Hartford are, you know, looking to trace their own roots, find their way to Dingle?
Well, I suppose we'd have that sort of, you know, town connection of people going over and back. And I suppose while it's not a direct reach, it's almost like by osmosis, people going, sure, we're over, so-and-so's over and back. And I suppose it's that word of where you're going, where you're from. And I think it's getting easier nowadays with social media and everything. It's that connection is there. It's almost like we can go out there and do a big show or anything. I suppose we've often talked about it and say we should go over and promote things. It's almost like we have so many ambassadors for the area already out there.
Do you know my good friend Pat Dooley? His dad is Dan Dooley from Dan Dooley Ford. Do you know how Dooley Car Rental started?
You'll have to enlighten
me. It's almost parallel to the story of Greenmount House B&B. People would come over to Ireland who knew the Dooleys.
Yeah.
And they'd ask if they could borrow a demo car.
Right.
You know, the kind of car you take a little drive in to see if you want to buy one of these.
Yeah, yeah.
If they could, you know, or take a loaner, the kind of car you would get if you were, your car were in the shop.
Yeah.
You know, in the garage being serviced, you know, they might loan you a car while your car is being fixed up. And so people would come over who knew them, and they'd ask if they could borrow a car.
Hmm.
And one morning it dawned on Pat, Dan's son, there's a business here.
Yeah.
And he started Dooley Car Rental.
Yeah.
And his marketing plan was genius. He went to the cities that have a decent-sized Irish population.
Yeah.
He went to Philadelphia.
Mm.
He went to New York.
Mm.
He went to Boston. He went to Chicago.
Yeah.
And when he checked into the hotel in each place, there would be a telephone directory, something you can't find anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You would go online for. He'd take out the telephone directory, go to the yellow pages where all the advertisements were, find bars, look up Irish pubs and bars, and he would cut out of the phone book those pages and take them with him.
Yeah.
And he would stop into every bar because who knows first in America who's going to Ireland?
Mm-hmm.
The bartender.
Yeah.
Right?
He knows everyone.
So he would go to these various pubs and he'd have a pint.
Yeah.
And this is called the Guinness marketing plan. He would get a pint and sit down and befriend the bartender and leave the bartender with a dozen of his business cards and say, well, when you know somebody's coming over, you send them to us.
Yeah.
We'll look after them well and keep my card, and he'd write his name on it. So when you come over, we can take care of you.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. And he came back to the States however many times over the next decade or two.
Reinforced the message.
And, and I have to tell you something. I wrote and posted some photos in my Facebook, which is facebook.com/stephanie.abrams.94. You know, I said .com, I think, earlier today. It's not .com. It's .94.
Yeah.
Stephanie.abrams.94. And if you scroll down, I'm going to say to... it was either in December or it was in February when we landed. We went over to pick up our car.
Yeah.
It was 4:40 in the morning.
Right.
5 o'clock in the morning till we got off the plane. And there's this, it looks like a food court.
Yeah.
You know, where they have every kind of fast food company lined up. Only this was every car rental
company
you ever heard of. Not one of them had a renter, and Dooley had a line of 10 people waiting to pick up their cars. He's clearly doing something
right.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. An experience.
I want to thank you so much for joining us. It's been a delight talking with Gary Curran, general manager of the family-owned and operated Green Mount House B&B in Dingle. Stay with me. We're going to go eat. I'm hungry.
In the afterglow of day, we
keep... Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide a live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Here I have in front of me a glass of Super Beats. Now, I've been turned on to Super Beats by my buddy Sully. You know, Bob Sullivan from the Big Biz Show. He swears by this stuff because he's a bike rider. Super Beats, or Beats, are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. Now, I'm no chemist, but I have heard from my wife, who likes to think she's a chemist when it comes to this stuff, that these nitrates are really, really good for you. Well, according to the Super Beats folks, they are, and it's the most convenient way to get them. So call this number, 800-201-7450, 800-201-7450, or just go to raybeats.com. You're going to get a free book. It's called Beats, the Odds, and you get a 90-day supply for 60 days worth of money and a money-back guarantee. Here's to Super Beats. God bless. Wish me luck.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes. Come on to my house, my
It's
house,
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You must be hungry. I know I am. I mean, after all, how many people we've just visited with on the Dingle Peninsula in County Kerry, Ireland. Actually, from people who are involved in food service, they should change the name to County Curry. I think that could be good. So I thought we would end this hour and today's show by stopping into a fabulous restaurant. It is such a sweet, sophisticated, charming place in terms of atmosphere. But if you closed your eyes and didn't look at anything and all you did was inhale the wonderful aroma that comes wafting off the dishes coming from the kitchen at the Global Village Restaurant in Dingle Town, on the Dingle Peninsula. And if you just opened your mouth and allowed yourself to enjoy the fabulous dishes that come from the kitchen under the culinary expertise of executive chef Martin Beelan, who is also owner of Global Village Restaurant in Dingle, you'll be very satisfied, I have to tell you. More than just satisfied. You know when you get into that state where you've just had a wonderful day, and you've just had a wonderful meal, and you're so content, and if everybody left you alone, you'd curl up at the table and take a nap. That's how you will feel, that total sense of absolute contentment. And we had dinner here a couple of nights ago at Global Village Restaurant, where we are now, and we had to come back and visit with executive chef Martin Beelan. Thank you for making the time for us, because I know you're busy. So it's grand. Let's talk a little bit about how you see, I mean, what are the underpinnings? What is the philosophy? What is it that gets you out of bed every day and drives you to drive yourself to the Global Village Restaurant in Dingle and set about to create culinary delights for the guests who come to the restaurant?
For me, it's the ingredients that are around me. It's what's around me. What makes me passionate is when I see the incredibly beautiful fresh fish that comes off our local.
Specifically, where do you source, and what criteria do you use to choose from one farmer or fisherman or dairy maker from another?
Well, I start with local. I want it to be from as close to the restaurant as possible. So we try to source as much as possible on the Dingle Peninsula. It's not possible to get everything on the Lincoln Peninsula, but we can, at the right time of the year, get quite a lot. Of course, local is no good unless it's quality, so you have to have quality. But we're very fortunate here that there is a lot of quality around us.
Well, you're right at the sea. I mean, what,
yeah,
a block
absolutely.
And a half away, and you're standing at the water. So yeah. Do you actually go down and pick out the fish off
sometimes
the boat?
Sometimes I'll go down there, or sometimes the fishermen will pop it in the van and bring it up to me. But, you know, daily, or certainly every second day, there's a fisherman coming up with some fresh fish just out of the water. They'll steam out of here at 4 in the morning. They'll be back in by midday, 2 p.m., with their day's fishing done, and it's that fresh coming out of the water, and it's on the table.
And what would that be? What kind of fish?
Typically, you could get flat fish like turbot, or turbot, as it's pronounced in the States.
No, we say turbot.
You say turbot? Okay,
some
of our customers say turbot, but
it's
more the French. So you'll see a lot of that. You'll see a lot of that. Then flounders, white fish like cod, we have pollock here. We have which we smoke. We have a smoker at the back of the kitchen. We hot smoke that.
Oh wow!
You'll get mackerel in season, which is absolutely amazing. We can do so many things with it. It's really beautiful. You can get squid. There's a regular supply of squid or calamari. There's a great range. There's over 100 fish that's caught in our local oceans.
You know, when I was growing up. And, you know, I'm not much of a fish eater. I love shellfish, but I'm not much of a, you know, gills kind of a fish eater. But when I was growing up, and I do like very much like salmon, especially when it's poached.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. And served with a dill sauce. I like that. But we used to see a lot of flounder and Dover sole.
Yeah, we got a lot of Dover sole there.
Yeah, but you're getting it fresh. And somebody said to me a couple of dozen years ago, don't order flounder or sole in an American restaurant because it's all coming in frozen.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's got to come across an ocean to us.
It's got to come across an ocean.
Right.
And yeah,
so if
yeah.
you're going to eat fish that's fresh.
There's a
don't
big
eat
difference
frozen.
Between when you get it straight off the boats and it's fresh compared to when
and
it's
you're frozen. You know, so to hear somebody talk about, well, we've got flounder and, you know, Dover sole we can
beautiful,
do too.
Yeah.
But you're a hop and a jump away.
We've great shellfish as well, oysters and mussels and cockles and lobster and crab. Our brown crab is absolutely stunning. It's amazing. We do a brown crab dish where we make a soup from the
what
shells.
Is brown crab?
Brown crab. Yeah, it's just big brown crab. They're beautiful. Really meaty.
See, now, yeah, I have to try. I had crab up in Donegal. It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
But I am prejudiced against crab outside of the Chesapeake Bay area of the U.S., which would be around Maryland, Delaware, Virginia wraps itself around the Chesapeake Bay.
Okay.
And if my cousin Jerry is ever with me in a restaurant and I dare to think about ordering something that has a crab cocktail or a crab cake or a crab imperial or whatever, I'll get such a kick in the shins because you don't eat crab unless it's off the Chesapeake Bay. Now, I've interviewed people up in Washington, the state of Washington, out on the Pacific Northwest of the U.S., and they have Dungeness crab. But I grew up on Chesapeake Bay crab, and there is this partiality toward, it's like people from Maine. If you're going to have lobster, it's got to come from Maine. You know, we all have our, and if it's clams, got to be from Ipswich.
Okay.
Massachusetts. So
you've got to try the Dingle crab. Once I get you into that Dingle crab, I reckon we can compete.
But you see, it's different from Chesapeake Bay crab. How is it different?
I'm not sure. You know, I haven't.
I think my impression is just having looked at it, because I haven't been daring enough to order it. But my impression is that it's flakier. It's not as dense. And I know for sure that
it's quite sweet. And an ozone salinity to it as well. It's really quite beautiful.
All right, I'll have to try it before we leave the Dingle Peninsula in particular. But I know that shrimp, you know, every now and then I'll order shrimp in Ireland and I'll ask them, where does your shrimp come from? And if it's Irish shrimp, it's going to be softer, almost mushy.
It can be.
Yeah, Irish shrimp, the consistency of the shrimp that we get in the U.S., is similar to the consistency of monkfish or lobster.
Yeah,
it's denser, it's thicker, it's not flaky.
Well, we generally get landed in here, the Dingle Bay prawn, as we call it, is a langoustine. And that can be overcooked so easily. In fact, in my opinion, it should never see water. It should just be popped in a pan both sides for a few minutes and then take the peel off then, take the shell off, and it can be. But it's quite difficult to keep plump, to keep from breaking up. And at certain times of the year also, when it sheds its shell, it will. There's nothing you can do to it. It can be quite soft. So you got to know what you're picking, when you're buying it, when you're putting it on. In the hands of the wrong chef, it can be really kind of... Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It can go quite soft and quite unpleasant.
Yeah, it's mushy.
Yeah, it can be, really. Yeah, I've had it before. It's either the wrong season or overcooking.
What's the right season for shrimp?
It depends on where they're getting it from, but the fishermen will know if they're changing and if it's right. There's also male and female, and the male will darken considerably, or the female will darken considerably and go quite black. And that will often be a sign of mushiness as well. So it's just getting the right person to pick the shrimp for you.
Yeah, well, if you're going to eat Chesapeake Bay crabs, people, the crab season is the months when there is no R. So it's May, June, July, August. That's it.
Okay, that's right. That's the same as our native oysters.
Okay. The native oysters, and they dress up with feathered headdresses. And, okay. And they dance about on the shoreline.
They're the winter oyster.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Martin Pelin, executive chef.
Come on to my house, I'm going to give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm going to give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's Ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am at a restaurant called Global Village. It's in Dingle. And their website is globalvillagedingle.com. And Dingle is in County Kerry. A county, by the way, I mean, every county I know in Ireland, the people are fiercely proud of being from wherever. But particularly in Dingle, because Dingle is particularly County Kerry, but the Dingle part of County Kerry, because there is this sense of being the most authentic part of Ireland.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. And the Irish language is still widely used here, and there's a great pride in that as well.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I have to come and hang out for a period of time, so... I'm not going to let anybody know when I've become an Irish speaker, just so I can listen in on conversations, because people get around us gringos, as our Mexican friends would say, and they feel completely secure that they can chat and nobody will know what they're saying. You know, we guys won't know what they're saying, and so I'd like to be a stealth Irish speaker and
just listen,
get all the dirt. Yeah.
That would be good.
That would be good. Gee, there's a basis of another novel, but I have to wait until after I write the next one, Secret, which is coming up next. And if you haven't read Rumors yet, go to some online bookseller, go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or anybody you'd like to buy it from, an ebook or in print, Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. I promise you're going to love it. So talk to me about your menu. I had no trouble connecting with something that was delicious.
Well, we bring our menu together depending on what's available to us on the day. So we would reprint, not the entire thing every day, but what's coming in. So as we've spoken with the crab, if that's good right now, we'll get that on. If it's not, it won't be on there. So the lamb, certain times of the season, that will be on. And other times of the season, of course, that's not really available to us.
So what is the season for lamb?
Personally, I grew up on a sheep farm. And I don't think the spring lamb idea is... I'm not particularly fond of it. I think it's too young. and should be left. Lamb should be left till right into the summer there. So if they're mountain lamb, which is the best form of lamb because they're working on the mounting and they're building muscle, and muscle equates to great taste, they will not be lambed down in January. It'll probably be April or March before they have those lambs. Then you want to give them 4 or 5 months. So really the perfect time for lamb, for me, is August, September, November.
Okay.
In Ireland. The spring lamb will generally come from the middle of Ireland, from the Midlands, and it will be born in December or early January and be ready for the Easter market. For me, it's a little too young. The flavour is better on the older lamb.
Now, other than lamb, you have a favourite. Is there a favourite? Is there something you look forward to preparing and serving?
I look forward to game season in winter. It's really wonderful. If you get your pheasant, and that's fantastic when that comes in winter. But I mostly look forward to the fish coming in off the boats. It's a challenge every day when it arrives in the afternoons. What are we going to put with it? We also grow all our vegetables organically for the restaurant back in our gardens, which is inventory. So then we want to match up with what's seasonally available from the garden with what's seasonally available from the boats. We put the two together, use some culinary knowledge there, and come up with something that's an interesting dish. But we try to let the ingredients speak. We don't try to overpower anything. The days of covering everything in sauce are thankfully long gone.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Oh, and not only that, the presentation. I'm just looking through photos I took at the dinner table here at the Global Village restaurant in Dingletown in County Kerry, Ireland. And you want to see the pictures? Look. And you guys can see the pictures. Go to my Facebook, stephanie.abrams.com. First of all, I had to take a picture of this quirky vase that you have on every table. That looks like it's about going to it's going to fall over. It's got a round bottom, and it angles to a side, so it's like the Leaning Tower of Pisa vase with a beautiful tulip in it. So the table is very inviting and pretty. And what was that?
So this is our duck dish. Our duck comes from the farm of Helena Hickey, which is in Cork, just across the border, but that's still okay.
We won't hold that against them.
So we take the breast from the duck and we smoke some of it, hot smoked. We take the livers and we make a pate, and then we take the hearts, which are quite beautiful, and we just saute them generally gently, and we pair that with a garden
chicken. Then they have the leg,
and the leg then is done in what we call a ballotine, which is boned out, stuffed, and slowly cooked. We sous vide that over.
That was so delicious, and all that was on this one dish,
and then you get the four pieces of duck on the same dish, and it's quite
beautiful. That's what I ordered. Now my husband had this gorgeousness. And I think it was a fillet.
That was the fillet of beef, yeah.
Yeah.
Irish beef is all grass. Throughout its entire life, it's on grass. It's not just grass finished, which makes it a really special product. It's a really wonderful product. We treat it quite simply, you know, cook it as you like it. And with that, we've taken the cheek of the beef as well, and we've made it into like a mini beef Wellington and served it as a garnish.
And the vegetables were gorgeous. But I will tell you one thing that I found strange. Now, don't get that nervous look on your face. I make sommeliers crazy in especially fine dining restaurants that would have sommeliers, and they come over and I say, I'd like a 1986, and their eyes get so excited because that was such a good year for European wine. And I say, I want a 1986 Diet Coke with no ice and no lime or lemon in it. They have a little disappointment on their faces, but that shows up. This, I don't know what that is parading as a Guinness. So what is that?
That is a locally made black beer or porter from back here in Ballyferriter.
Well, it sort of looks like a Guinness, but it doesn't really have a Guinness head. It's black
it's
and
not
tan.
Not quite as creamy. Yeah, not quite as creamy. But
why do you do that? Because you're trying to support local?
Yeah, she makes it back here in Ballyferriter, and it's a beautiful beer. She has three different beers she makes. And
I'm finding out from the resident Guinness expert that he thought it was really good.
Excellent.
And I want to tell you, this is a Guinness expert over here.
That is from the West Kerry Brewery, from Adrian Brick. She's a fantastic brewmaster.
Yeah, but I was such a surprise because, first of all, you know, the expectation when you see something that's black and tan in a glass. Is it going to come in a different glass? Not this one. And so that was a bit of an interesting conversation, but he loved it.
Excellent.
And I have to tell you, everything about being at the Global Village restaurant in Dingle was something to love. So get your bones to this unique part of Ireland, people. I have to tell you, it's so disappointing. We've come to the end of the show. You and I are going to have to talk more another time, but we do have video that we are posting of further conversation with Martin Beelan, executive chef at Global Village Restaurant. Check him out at globalvillagedingle.com and online at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. And come back next week, everybody. Stephanie Abrams in Ireland. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.